November 4th is the date that Oregon voters will learn whether they'll be following in the footsteps of Washington and Colorado by legalizing recreational marijuana. This is Janelle Hogan, and with today's Take 5, we'll follow up from last week by looking at the challenges and uncertainties Measure 91 will face if passed in the next month. It's a controversial time for cannabis legislation. Colorado's Governor John Hickenlooper just released a statement that it was quote-unquote reckless for Colorado to legalize recreational marijuana. If Oregon follows suit in November, will voters also face buyer's remorse? Redmond Mayor George Endicott thinks so. He says the measure could jeopardize federal funding since federally marijuana is still illegal.
If you are in violation of federal law, all of your federal grants can be withheld. Think about Redmond, and we have an airport. And we have millions of dollars in federal grants that help run that airport or improve it, like the runway improvement going on right now. If we went ahead and allowed marijuana and an attorney general decided that he didn't like that, then he could instruct whoever the granting agency, in this case the FAA, to withhold all federal grants.
Previously, Redmond and other opposing counties across Oregon were able to avoid the legal implications of medical marijuana dispensaries by putting a temporary moratorium on medical marijuana dispensaries and not allowing them in city districts. If ballot Measure 91 passes, the law would allow adoption of, quote, reasonable time, place, and manner regulations of the nuisance aspects of establishments that sell marijuana to consumers if the city or county makes specific findings that the establishment would cause adverse effects to occur, unquote. So while cities could contest, instead of directly banning, they would have to prove the case. Jeremy Quitt, who owns the medical marijuana dispensary Cannabend in Bend, says there are positive aspects to the measure.
I am very much a proponent of Measure 91, and I think that the arrests for cannabis possession and use will stop immediately. And from a human rights perspective and a civil liberties perspective, I think the prosecution of individuals, whether they be consumers or medical patients, should come to an end. So I'm very much in favor of Measure 91.
But Mayor George Endicott says the federal and state regulations need to line up. Cave Junction in Oregon was contesting medical marijuana dispensaries under that plea. The ruling came in late Thursday, October 17th, from Josephine Circuit Court Judge Pat Wolk. Endicott explains.
If your development code or your business license code says that you do not have to allow a medical marijuana dispensary, then in fact we do not have to allow a medical marijuana dispensary.
But rather than addressing the larger issue of federal and state laws lining up, the ruling does not deal with the fact that marijuana, whether medical or recreational, is not legal federally. As such, it will not directly impact the November ballot measure. Endicott does say if the ruling is contested, it could give local governments greater control to argue against marijuana as a whole.
You know, and there's going to be appeals. I mean, this thing could end up the Ninth Circuit or the Supreme Court, for all we know. Because if you think about it from, forget that it's marijuana, think about it from the perspective that you have a state telling a city in that state they must violate federal law.
Meanwhile, if recreational marijuana is legalized, the projected revenue is still up for discussion. While Oregon's Legislative Revenue Office generated a research report which is being used as a basis on how much funds taxation would generate, it doesn't take account of a lot of factors. For one, Paul Warner, one of the revenue officers for the office, says the cost of potential increased police enforcement wasn't factored into the report's net revenue.
This does not build in any additional cost to law enforcement, no. These are the OLCC administrative costs associated with regulatory activities they have. For example, there'll be inspections through the Department of Agriculture, those kinds of things. So that's what's built into it. And there's no what we would call secondary estimates of how local law enforcement authorities might be affected.
The research report was conducted by six economists as a group project, mainly using statistics from Colorado and Washington legalization, as well as an Oregon State University study. Warner does say the original report can change.
Yes, the administrative costs would be something that will be handled through our budget process. So the OLCC will come before our Ways and Means Committee of the legislature, and if they need additional resources, they can ask for additional resources.
For now, state planners are faced with creating a regulated market from a black market, and much is still up for change. Janelle Hogan, FM News 100 and 1110, KBND.